This is Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. I mentioned a couple of times what we're going to be talking about during this segment, and we're ready to go. And if you have questions or comments about the particular topic, we'll entertain those also. As we have in the studio with us, we have Roger Wilson. It's good to see you, sir. How are you?
David, good to see you again.
And Fred Perry.
Good morning, David. Good to be with you.
Who we were going to introduce as the late Fred Perry, but you got here right on time. So you ruined Roger Wilson's joke. All right, so you are both with Yes for Good Roads.
Yes, we are.
That is correct.
Let's start with Governor Wilson here. Now, this is on the ballot, and this is the only thing that I'm going to be voting on Tuesday.
If you're not in the 50th representative district, that is correct. That's the only thing on the ballot.
So, you are a person who's watched elections for a long time, been involved in elections over your life off and on. So what do you think the turnout's going to be, and what will that turnout mean for this particular issue?
Heavier vote in the 50th district, lighter vote in the rest of the county. And as far as this issue is concerned, people have been familiar with this and received the benefit of it for 25 years. It's not a tax increase, and I think it should pass strongly. We haven't run into any naysayers, and in fact we've received a lot of positive response as we've gone to civic clubs, communities, and boards of aldermen.
So it won't matter whether it's a strong or a light turnout.
Well, I hope so, but you know what, this is the last few years have been different elections than I've ever seen. So you don't take anything for granted, and that's why we organize a committee of community leaders who have responded exceedingly well. They all have businesses to run, families to take care of, communities that that they're caring for, but they have stopped taking the time to work on this because they know that any great civilization can't be great if it doesn't have a good transportation system.
Commissioner Perry, you feel the same way about the turnout for this this particular event?
Yeah, unfortunately, it'll be a light turnout, but I do believe that I talked to the our new county clerk and the director of elections 2 days ago, and I think they were predicting between 10 and 15,000 voters, you know, showing up to vote, which is, you know, unfortunate. You know, that's low. It's they said that the absentee votes coming in were stronger than April. Which was a little bit encouraging, but it's still very disappointing that so few people participate in the process. You know, I sat at this microphone for almost 8 years criticizing county government. And now that I'm part of the problem, it's interesting to look at our road and bridge department, our public works department, and just see how resourceful they have been with these tax dollars. They are very efficient. They're trying to cover 771 miles of roads. Unfortunately, it doesn't generate enough revenue to really build new roads, but it simply allows us to do what we can to improve roads. And if you look around the state, Boone County really stands out in terms of the way that it takes care of its roads. They're very innovative. They're very efficient. And I think we have a road system that we all can be proud of.
Let's go through some of the basics of this. And you started on that, Fred. So let's go through some of the basics. When was this tax first put before voters? Early 90s, right?
Yeah, 1993. And I think what was so innovative that doesn't get mentioned is that the county commission made a deal with the voters of Boone County that they were going to, if when they approved this half-cent sales tax, that they were going to roll back the property taxes that get allocated to road and bridge improvement. So they went from 29 cents of assessed valuation, 29 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation, down to 5 cents. So it was quite a rollback. Now, the county still has the option, if for some reason this thing doesn't fail, the county still has the option of increasing property taxes to pay for roads and bridges. But the nice thing about this sales tax is that we share the cost of maintaining our roads with people who are coming to Columbia to shop, to do business, to receive health care. So we spread out the responsibility for maintaining our roads to everybody who's using the roads, which is, I think, a really superior way to do it instead of a property tax.
If this failed, would you have to raise that property tax? Would you say you'd have to do that?
Yeah, no doubt about it, unfortunately.
And it says in the text that will be on the ballot, it does say, as right in the middle of it, reducing county property taxes levied for road purposes. That's part of what you're doing. You're right. Basically saying we will pay this tax instead of that tax. And as you pointed out, this is a tax that is shared by those, whoever they are, that do shopping in this area.
That's right. Who come to Columbia for whatever reason.
It is. How much does this raise?
$14 million is what the sales tax raises. If you eliminate that, that budget would probably drop to about $5.5 million, and you know, the care and attention that the 771 miles get would obviously drop proportionately, and that's something that nobody wants to see. I think you have to take a look at our position in Central Missouri too. We have a lot of large employers, and they draw employees from all over Central Missouri. So people in other counties are coming through and using these roads, and it's important for the economy, not only the people that are going to come into your shop, but the people that work here, travel here, and need those roads. I think what we haven't gotten to yet is the public safety aspect. If I live on a gravel road between here and Callaway County and a culvert's out or a bridge is out, all of a sudden either my kids have to be taken a circuitous route to get on a school bus, or worst case scenario, house fire, barn fire, medical emergency, all of a sudden you have delayed the response time a tremendous amount. That might seem like I'm hyping it up a little bit, but you know what? If I live in a rural area, that's important to me.
You will not be. Would this raise money? I guess a lot of times when taxes are passed or we extend the Parks and Rec tax or do something, we have an idea of how this is going to be spent. It's broken down on that. What do you tell people who say, well, tell me exactly how this is going to be spent? I seem to hear that basically it's just it's for maintenance, for upkeep. How much improvement would occur in addition to regular keeping it so that it's good?
You'll probably see the most improvement in a replacement of culverts and bridges. That's what's going to be the most obvious. But Fred hit on something about the professionalism of our road and bridge crew. They have engineers in-house. That certainly short-circuits the waiting time on any emergencies. And they're innovative, too. They are trying to preserve blacktop, chip and seal, concrete, and make it last longer. And they're using every national standard. And they actually are leading the way here in the state of Missouri among counties in trying to do those things. And if as long as we've got a crew in road and bridge that's trying to squeeze the eagle and make it scream, I think that deserves voter support.
This is a simple majority also. You don't have to get two-thirds or five-sevenths or five-eighths or whatever. It's a simple majority.
That's right. I want to tag on to what the governor just said because I think it's interesting and important because, you know, our road and bridge crews, our resource management crews, they are recognized nationally for, in fact, we have an engineer, Dan Hyde, who speaks nationally at conferences about asphalt preservation. And, you know, we have done a lot of research. A lot of our elected officials have been to Gravel Road University to learn about how gravel roads need to be maintained. We've really done a lot of training. We use a product called Onyx that we put every couple of years we put on top of our asphalt to preserve it. You know, concrete is not what it used to be. If you look out in the parking lot here in front of the radio station, the concrete has disintegrated. That is very common on streets and bridges. And so we really have done a lot of research into figuring out what is the aggregate that needs to go into that concrete to make it last. You know, we find ourselves doing a lot of asphalt because it can be maintained and preserved, and it does tend to last longer. So
when you talk about 771 miles of roads that the county would be responsible for in Boone County, how much of that is paved? How much of that is gravel? Break it down that way.
You have gravel at 468 miles, asphalt 197 miles, chip and seal 75 miles, and 30 miles of concrete. And I just keep that on the top of my head.
That's pretty good. I mean,
that's impressive. Isn't that impressive?
I'm ready for that. When he had that anticipated.
He can do those numbers for every county in Missouri, all 115.
It was amazing. I mean, it was amazing. It was just like all of a sudden I was talking to a computer. For those who said, and I bring this up just because I think that it's been brought up during this campaign, that they thought that the gravel roads would be paved because of a county sales tax for roads. What is the reaction and answer to that? Was that something that would have predated any of you sitting here doing this? But was that?
You know, when all was said and done, it took 10 years, but we ended up getting just over 50 miles of roads paved. And we promised to pave 50 miles of road in 5 years. It took longer than we thought because as soon as that promise was made in 1993, we had a situation where petroleum prices tripled. It became very expensive to do that. And starting in 1997, when the ballot, when the issue was first renewed, we made it very clear that, and the ballot language has always reflected since 1987, that this is for the improvement and maintenance of roads. We can't construct new roads with this kind of money because it is 771 miles. Mm-hmm. And so that money only goes so far.
What is the cost for a mile of asphalt road?
97,000 miles for a 2-inch overlay.
$97,000?
$97,000 for a 2-inch overlay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's,
and Fred knew that right off the top of his head. Right, I mean, absolutely. These guys know their roads right now, and they're amazing with statistics.
Well, we have been living and breathing it for a couple months.
And that's overlay. If you're gonna lay new asphalt.
Yeah. What's overlay?
Just where you go over an existing road base and you add 2 inches of asphalt to it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like just
but you wouldn't do that to a gravel road. I mean, you'd have to do more than that.
That's right. But a few weeks ago, we just finished a project on St. Charles Road where we did a full depth reclamation, where we went all the way down to the base, 12, 14 inches, and then recycled all that material, put it back down, packed it the way it was supposed to be packed, got the drainage fixed the way it's supposed to be drained, and then added asphalt. And so we did that for about $250,000 over a mile, which was a nice looking project.
I think anybody who pays attention to when contracts are given out for a paving of any roads, I mean, what I heard you just say there a moment ago, and that was just for the overlay, but that seemed really pretty cheap when you compare it to some of the other road projects that you read about, because there are some miles of road that go for a real expensive.
Yeah, if you rebuild it with
about
asphalt,
four lanes and other stuff.
Yeah, if you rebuild it with asphalt overlay, it's $381,000 per mile.
So Fred Perry and Roger Wilson are our guests. We're talking about the Proposition 1, which will be on the Boone County ballot. Everybody who votes in Boone County will have an opportunity to say yes or no to an extension of a 0.5% sales tax for the purpose of improving and maintaining roads, bridges, and right-of-ways. So someone who is listening for this, what do the cities get out of this? I think that's another part of the conversation
in
on
the
this.
In the construction of the dissemination of the money, there was true governmental cooperation. And it's really an example that every county, every state, the federal government should share. And all of the cities in the county got together with county government, determined what it is that would work and be fair for their community. I think this was 12 years ago, settled on a formula that now distributes that money to the cities, and a lot of times that's going to be a shared project. I think Scott Boulevard was one of the most recent shared projects between the city of Columbia and Boone County. But it includes Roachport, it includes Centralia, Ashland, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and I like that. Anytime you get governments cooperating, that's a good thing.
I think we're proud of what happened on Scott with the cooperation that existed there. Do you know from the county commissioner's office of any other projects that are waiting that would be affected by this with a joint, I'm thinking now, again, selfishly of Columbia, the city, working with the county on something like that? Are they out there?
Well, some of the things that we're looking for down the road, you know, we need to, the Route K corridor has really a lot of challenges right now. There's been so much development down there. There have been some improvements on Route K over the years, but, you know, I think we're taking a very close look. We really want the city of Columbia to partner with the county and do a Southwest traffic study to really take a look at what has to happen down there, because, you know, there's an idea to connect Gans Road all the way from 163 in front of Rockbridge Elementary all the way out to I-70. So you would create a southern loop. And so there have been some concept studies done on that.
Are you talking about bringing it from Providence over to the interstate?
Yeah, bringing it from Providence. It'd hook down through Discovery Ridge, up Rolling Hills, up to I-70.
So that would give people an opportunity to jump off of I-70 on the west side of Columbia to get to 63.
Take some pressure off that connector. You know, the connector was not work the way we thought it would work. Or the way the state thought it would work, I should say. Take some pressure off of that. The people who live in South Columbia who work in Jeff City takes pressure off of Nifong, Grindstone. People who want to get on I-70 takes pressure off the connector.
Would that be a true sort of like 470 or 435 when you're talking about St. Louis or Kansas City?
I look at 179 in Jeff City. If you've been down where the new St. Mary's Hospital is, there is a loop that goes around the south of Jeff City. I hate it when Jeff City does something better than us, but in this case, they really did.
That would not happen I think, within my driving lifetime, if my breathing lifetime. I don't think. I mean, that wouldn't be for years.
I think it could. Really? I think the alignment study's already been done.
Has it really?
Yeah, and if we get a big
infrastructure. That's a long loop, though, isn't it?
If the federal government gives us, well, most of the roadway is already there. All we have to do is build a bridge and improve the roadway. So
where's the roadway there?
Gans Road, Rolling Hills Road. Most of the infrastructure is there. We just have to improve it.
But I'm looking at, I mean, would you divide it? Would you restrict development along it so that it could be that through area where you just fly through there from one spot to the other on a major road?
If we don't own the property, I'm not sure how we can. We can certainly restrict access.
How old are you, David?
Well, I'm past 60.
I know,
sir.
The answer to that.
Can I digress for just a second?
Sure.
We had mentioned the professionalism of the staff, and I don't think people can sense it in just one word. Oh, they're professional. County commissioners, maybe as early as a decade ago, would come in with a list of requests for road repair. And over time and over this process of having some sales tax money to work with, the continuing professionalism has developed a formula and a schedule for maintaining roads. And so that list that probably used to be 4 or 5 inches high of requests for road repairs on the commissioner's desk has now dissipated next to zero. And so I think the staff is on the attack and doing a really good job. And as long as they have the resources to do it, they'll continue to do that job. I can't pat them on the back enough.
How many are, and Governor, you're going to have to pull headphones close by there. I haven't had anybody over there yet. I don't know how loud they are or anything because we've got a caller. I'm going to get on with this in a second. But how many people are employed in the road department in the county?
Oh, the county has about 450 employees. I'm going to guess that probably 70 or 80 are in the road and bridge department.
All right. Caller, hi. You got a question or comment on the issue?
Yes, I do, please. We know the good and logical reasons to support good roads, but this time it's kind of a personal thing for me. A few years ago, my neighbor's son, one of the neatest kids you'd ever want to meet, was driving home from school, and about a mile from home out here in western Boone County, he moved over just a little bit to let he met a school bus on the crest of a hill and moved over a little bit. Well, he slipped off the edge on the shoulder and overcorrected into the path of a vehicle following the bus, and he was killed instantly.
Wow.
And I really don't want that to ever happen, because our county roads weren't up to snuff on it, and for lack of maintenance or money to do it, whatever. So I'm strongly in support of Prop 1, and especially, again, because we can revisit it down the road, no pun intended, and renew it or reject it as we think.
I appreciate your call. Thank you.
There was a temptation by the commission to make this a permanent tax. It has received such overwhelming support over the years that, we got some feedback from our constituents, and we said, you know what, we'll remain accountable. Every 10 years, you can give us a grade card and tell us how we've done.
The thing about it is, though, and I mean, as I read what you've written here, and I've read the stories in preparation for putting this on the August ballot, you do give yourself a little bit of a cushion here. If this failed to defeat next week, you wouldn't lose the opportunity to bring it back for a vote before you needed to extend it 10 years, because this says the authorization would expire September 30th, 2028.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. No, the current one will. Yes. And then, 2018.
2018 is when it's going to expire, which is next year. So some people would say, well, you're asking this now, and couldn't you, if it failed, put this on another ballot maybe pretty quickly to get it re-extended?
We could, but you have to make unfortunately, we've had to make accommodations. The city has a couple of things that they want to present to voters.
Right. And school probably also.
School district,
I think for budgeting purposes, it's absolutely prudent that the county commission give the voters a chance to vote on this so that the county commission will know whether it's going to be in the budget or not. And for all the communities relying on this, you do not want to pull the rug out from under them 3 months before they're expecting an allocation.
I understand, and that's a good point. Have you done the study? Let's say that this wasn't a part of the revenue producing for roads and bridges and improvements like that, and you went back to the property tax. Would you match the revenue and property tax gain that you make in the sales tax gain?
Haven't looked at it, to be honest with you. I think it's one of those things that, we know that if If we were just relying on the property tax, it generated about $5.5 million.
Oh.
But we, which in our current budgets, you know, this is 80%. $14 million is 80% of the total road and bridge budget. So there would have to be an adjustment. But I couldn't tell you what.
So $14 million is 80% of the road and bridge budget.
Right.
Where's the other 20% come from? Federal grants and things like that, or
just,
elsewhere?
Different.
The remaining five cents per assessed valuation.
I see. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because you do still do an assessment of property for the purpose of roads.
Right.
I see. You didn't eliminate it totally. You decreased it. That's right.
Vehicle
that's
sales tax, interest, county aid road tax, intergovernmental, that's those types of things fill in the gap.
Caller, you there?
Yes. Hello. Yeah. This is for Fred Perry. Fred, if we vote yes for this sales tax, are they going to put better gravel on Whitson Harris Road? They put the cheapest gravel full of dirt. It lasts 1 week. Will they be putting better gravel? I know they have better gravel.
Yep. Well, it's really interesting. I've learned a lot about gravel in the last 7 months of my life, and I think that the county discovered last year that some of our vendors were not giving us what we call state rock. And so, you know, there's a difference in the hardness of rock. And so to our Public Works Department, they did some testing on the rock, and now we're getting much better quality rock. So I would say, starting last year, whatever they're putting down is going to last a lot longer. And
well,
so,
it's not better, so will you see to it that Woodson Harris Road gets better?
I will. Woodson Harris Road. I just made a note of it. Asked the good governor. I did, and I will call Greg Addington this morning.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. He says he's on it. Caller, what's on your mind? Good morning.
Yeah, how much is this costing the county to run a single issue election for most of the county?
I don't know. I can ask Taylor Burks what that question is, but I think that we knew that the state representative race was going to be on the ballot for at least 50% of the county, and so it made sense for us to go. But I think that it's
I think I heard the number 180,000.
Yeah, I've not heard that number, but I don't know that that seems high for that. But I'm pretty sure that we knew that the state rep race was coming on, so it seemed like a good time to jump into that.
How much of your time as a county commissioner would you estimate is with concerns about roads and transportation?
Very interesting. I get one or two calls a day, but we have it's nice because I can make one phone call or send one email to Public Works, and it gets resolved fairly quickly. But roads are one of the most important things to people. That's why this tax is so important. This roads are really a quality of life issue. You know, if you live in rural Boone County, it's a quality of life issue. If you live in Columbia, it's an economic development issue. If you have children, it's a public safety issue. So it's really this having good roads and bridges really touches so many different points of our lives. And it's one of the essential things that our government does for the people. And so I'm pretty proud of what Boone County has been doing with regards to its roads.
Governor Wilson, anything you want to say here that I haven't asked that you'd say, well, I got to get this in before we're out of time?
I think the construction of this is the best mousetrap that anybody has been able to build thus far. I think the voters of Boone County have sensed that in three different times, have approved it in a very, especially the last two times, in a very strong fashion. I think the 10-year sunset allows everybody to try to build a better mousetrap and certainly leaves voters in control. So I think the presentation of this is as good as the county commission could have made it.
Do you see an impact on online sales as to the amount of sales tax that is collected? Is that ever a concern by going a sales tax route other than a property tax route?
Yeah, it definitely does affect it, no question about it. But, property tax would maybe be a more sure thing. But we think a sales tax is probably more fair. So, this is, I want to point out also, look at Sunday's Tribune, but this has been heartily endorsed by the mayor and the leadership of Ashland, of Centralia. The communities throughout Boone County support it. Brian Treese, the mayor of Columbia, endorsed it on Monday morning. This has widespread support by the people who really understand the nuts and bolts of the issue. And so, I want to give you my office phone number also, 886-4308. If you have a problem on your road, doesn't matter if it's in northern Boone County or southern Boone County, please call my office, 886-4308, and we will get it looked at for you. This is a bipartisan effort. It's been my pleasure to work next to Missouri Governor Roger Wilson on this on this issue. He and I disagree on almost everything, but this is really one of those.
Really?
Things.
What do you disagree? What is first and foremost on your mind that you disagree with right
well,
now?
Well, that Fred Perry should be the Southern District Commissioner of Boone County.
No, if you keep good roads under Boone County's tires, you're doing a good job.
You'll endorse me?
Wow. Already running again, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right. Thank you both.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. And again, it is Proposition 1, County of Boone, Proposition 1 on the ballot. For most of us, it's the single issue that we have to vote yes or no on. But make sure that you vote on Tuesday. And they are encouraging us to vote yes on that road and bridge tax. Roger Wilson and Fred Perry have been our guests. This is KFRU.